Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here are the movies premiering this week.
Sweet. Before we do that, though, how's your week been going, guys?
Pretty good. No.
We're going to talk about the elephant in the room, kind of our ongoing ordeal with this podcast.
What? I mean, it wasn't like there was a huge snowstorm or anything last night.
Honestly, I thought it was going to like be nothing because everyone was hyping it up. And I was like, oh, it doesn't even look like there's that much snow coming down. But then come like 9 or 10 o'clock, I was like, oh, yeah, here it comes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
However, it's not as bad as I anticipated. Or I was just used to, like, way worse winter because of last year. Mm-hmm. Like, when I came home today and I saw everyone's, like, driveways and everything, I was like, the roads were fine for the most part. There wasn't snow everywhere. And it wasn't, like, a ton of snow. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so used to last winter when it was just mountains of snow everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the main things for this time was that it was such just wet snow. So it compacted really easy. And then, you know, it was so warm out that most of it melted. Pretty quick, but the stuff that was left over was that wet, heavy, nasty snow.
Yeah. That's why I took a, because I don't have an actual roof rake yet. That's why I took a, so I take like an extender, I don't know what to call it, like a pole extender, and I take the end of a brush broom, stick it on there, a push broom, and I pull snow down off the edge of my roof. So, I mean, I didn't have to, because technically they say if it rains and then snows, they want you to do it in case, you know, ice dams. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this right now, just in case.
Yeah, again, just at least for our house, I definitely needed to, just because you could tell that there was already, you know, the stuff on the roof was melting because we have, you know, bad insulation up there. But you could already tell that there was, you know, icicles forming and everything like that right off of our gutters.
Oh, yeah. Bad. Okay, I was like, yeah, bad insulation, but then you mentioned the ice. I'm like, usually, yeah, because our house is super good insulation. Like, we get pretty much zero ice drop-offs, icicles, or anything. Like, none. I've seen maybe one since we've had this house, and it was, like, tiny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have icicles all the time just because our house is so old. But because our house is so old and there is no attic, it's just the room and then the roof line. So there's no room for insulation, and what insulation is there is, well, really old and not very effective.
Yeah, so like, you know how in my garage there's those two, you can see, I mean, it's not even really an attic, it's literally like just, it is an attic, but it's like there's nothing stored up there, it's literally just insulation.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So like all the level in between the ceiling and the roof is just insulation. So I'm assuming that's why it happens.
Yeah, well, like if you got good insulation there, and then you got, you know, good ventilation through like your soffits and everything like that, then you're golden.
Oh yeah, you've seen the big pipe on the side of our house that shoots stuff out. The guy who built this house, which I'm pretty sure was like built mostly by like the previous owner's like husband and father. I'm pretty sure they built it or did a lot of work to it. Which is why there's some really cool stuff about it where it's like, oh, okay, like that's a pretty smart idea. That's an ingenious idea.
Right.
Because my uncle, who's very, what do you say, tech savvy? Or just
tech savvy house, or construction savvy?
Yeah,
or?
I guess house savvy, I was going to say. He like looked at it, he's like, yeah, he's like, this is a really good house. He's like, they did a lot of smart stuff with it. I was like, ugh. I was like, perfect.
For the win.
Yeah.
Because you can have, I don't know, inspections are so hit or miss. Like.
Right, right.
Because I've heard of people like, house passes inspection, but then spend the whole year and a half, first year and a half living there, and there's just stuff after stuff after stuff going wrong.
Like windows from 1985 that need to be replaced. Oh, by the way, we had our windows replaced, so.
Did you get them replaced?
We got them replaced. We got them replaced this last weekend here.
Were they like leaking or?
Oh, I mean, they were vinyl windows from 1985.
Ooh, so you were just like, we probably should just replace them.
They were really bad, and I mean, just honestly, like the first night, we could even start to tell a difference then on just temperature wise.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Because like all of the you know, just all of the seal around the windows and everything like that was so old and cracked and bad that, you know, that was leaking. The windows themselves were old and cracked and bad and leaking. And in the summertime, you couldn't even keep them open. As soon as you open them, they would just fall back shut. So
jeez.
They needed to be replaced.
So like it wasn't like when you say leaking, would it like rain and then water would come in or?
Not like that. One window kind of. We still have to kind of check the flashing around that, but more so that you could tell that there was airflow.
Oh, okay.
So just drafty basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess no matter what, like I guess unless it's like a brand new construction, like even then most houses, if you really nitpick it, you can find something wrong with the house.
Well, I mean, honestly, the like I said, the windows, they weren't even like wood windows or anything like that. They were vinyl windows, like plastic windows from, what is that, 34 years ago?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they were due for replacement.
Those windows were as old as me.
Wow.
Yeah, this house is only 20 years old, so.
Still a teenager.
Just past a teenager. But, like I've said before, there's a lot of stuff, like, just done to it recently before we got it. So I was like, all right. It like, wasn't an old house in the first place, and stuff was already done.
Nice.
Yeah, the biggest thing I had was a stupid minor, like, if I didn't have a bunch of expensive gym equipment in my garage, most people wouldn't have cared. But that tiny little, like when it would rain really, really hard and then some water would kind of seep in. Like if it was literally, if we use it for just as a garage, I'd be like, I don't give a crap. I don't care. But it's just because I have like, you know, the horse stall mats.
Yep.
I don't want water getting under that.
Yep.
And then like possibility of mold.
No, absolutely.
So I'm just like...
Okay. Well, did you guys have a chance to watch any movies this weekend, or...?
I didn't.
I saw Ford v. Ferrari again.
Again?
I saw Ford v. Ferrari again.
So it was that good?
Yeah. Well, and the girlfriend wanted to see it. Okay. She was like, well, should we see Dr. Sleep? And then she said she heard from coworkers and obviously me that Ford v. Ferrari was super good. She's like, I'm kind of bummed I didn't go see it. And I'm like, I'll see it again. I was like, I'd rather see that again than see Dr. Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very nice. Very nice.
But I guess I shouldn't talk about that yet. We'll get to it. But I was going to talk about a movie I am seeing this week.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. We'll get to that in just a little bit here. But before we do, there are a few things that popped up here. I know, Travis, you kind of shared it out to our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesareathing.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
You did. Mm-hmm. You did. And that is some news that there has been another casting in the Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to kind of go off on that, or?
Wasn't it that, God, what was it? I don't even remember now.
John Turturro?
Yeah, John Turturro. He's going to be, what is it? Isn't it
Capaldi?
Is it?
Falcone?
Okay, yeah. So it'd be, what's his first name then?
Carmine
Falcone, yeah. So the main mafia guy from Batman that we previously saw in Batman Begins, but is going to be more touched upon, obviously, in the Robert Pattinson, Matt Reeves Batman. So that should be pretty awesome. I think that's good casting.
I mean, this cast is really, really shaping up.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm a broken record. I keep saying that, but they keep on adding more and more just amazing actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Be weird with John Turturro being Falcone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I could see him doing a good job, but I think Tom Wilkinson was, like, the perfect Falcone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. I mean, honestly, like, I love John Turturro. The first thing I think of is Transformers. And then I go to Big Lebowski.
Yep.
Have any of you seen Rounders?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, actually.
It's very, very good. It's John Turturro, Matt Damon, Edward Norton.
Hmm.
They are. It's about Texas Hold'em, and Matt Damon is a law student with a girlfriend, and he ends up losing like thousands and thousands of dollars in a game of Texas Hold'em.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he's trying to get out of it, but his friend comes back, and it's good. You should see it.
Okay. Okay.
I think I saw it on Netflix just recently, actually. So if you have it, go for it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else with the Batman that you guys
want to talk about? Not that I've heard, no.
I haven't heard any other casting news.
Okay.
For that one, at least.
Okay. Well, I guess kind of moving on here. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but apparently Disney Plus finally added in, I know, Alan, you were kind of talking about it here too, but adding in a continue watching feature.
They did add it in?
That's either they did add it in or they are going to be adding it in very, very soon.
Okay. Let's have a look.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah. It's in there.
Fantastic.
Nice. Continue watching.
There it is.
Right there. Yep. And they had to have done, like, and it was only a matter of time, because I was like, how the heck do you not have this? You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially when they have, like, a watch list and all this and that. Why can't they have, like, the continue watching?
Right, right. And I know that was one of your big things with it, too, Alan, right? Was that you didn't have that continue watching. You could...
That was my nitpick, yeah.
Yeah, you were mm-hmm. you could go back and find the movie that you were watching, and it would start up where you finished or where you had left off, but there was no continue watching.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. you called it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys called it. Good job.
I am a clairvoyant, I guess.
Alrighty. So that's a fun new feature. Speaking of Disney as well, though, mm-hmm. we have a new Disney movie coming out in December, and they've got the weekend estimates coming in for the new Star Wars. They're saying it's going to be pretty low, at least for a Star Wars, especially being the ending of the main franchise, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to do more than Force Awakens did.
Okay, okay.
No.
I mean, they got it at $200 million.
Like, just flat, or?
Flat $200
million. Wow.
So less than Return of the Jedi, even. I mean, I will say there's not nearly the level of hype for this one that there was for the first two.
Right. Right.
Like, not even close.
No, absolutely.
I'm kind of like, I always say to myself, I was like, oh, I should probably get Rise of Skywalker tickets soon. And then I'm like, I look at theaters, I'm like, I got time. We're like Endgame or something like that. Mm-hmm. I had to buy them
oh, right before away.
The queue line got yeah. backed up.
Yeah. Well, I know my showing is pretty full. And the showing after mine is pretty full.
I think I'm going to go the Saturday. That okay. it opens, but it's like...
So what you're saying is I should, after I see it, I should text you with all the spoilers?
I do know one of the leaked endings already, but I guess they have like a bunch of them.
Because
I guess with one of the original endings they had, people were not happy with it.
Mm.
And they were like, what are you doing? So they're like, yeah, we should probably fix this.
Nice.
Which I feel is warranted based on what I read that it was.
Hmm.
I mean, it's going to be ruined soon anyways with that whole script being leaked anyways.
Yeah.
Isn't there something about John Boyega?
John like, Boyega lost his script and it got sold on eBay or something like that.
Yep.
Okay, that's what it was. How do you...
He like left it in a cab or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
What apparently in some interview he said that he was moving and whatnot and he kept it underneath his bed. And then... him and his son were playing or something like that, and he forgot about it, and the next time he went to go look for it, it was gone.
Hmm.
Could you imagine being the person who stumbled upon that? Like,
yeah.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
Nice.
But, I mean, I'm gonna see it, but I'm not, I have no like, oh my god, Rise of Skywalker, yes! It's finally here! Like, I'm more like, all right, Star Wars, all right.
Yeah.
See this, I'm pumped.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you think about it, you know, Force Awakens had the trailer out over a year before
the
movie came out. The first trailer dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was Thanksgiving of, what, 4 years ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have my computer on me. I only had my phone because I was up north visiting family. And the trailer dropped, and I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to, you know, try to watch this on a computer. I got to watch it on my phone. And even then, it was it was blowing my mind. But, you know, with this one, yeah, we've had one or two trailers, but and like a couple TV spots.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing as big as the last two, you know, main franchise movies.
So let's just be truthful. The computer had a fit, and we lost track of where we were.
A little bit. But, so yeah, Star Wars is going to be, is estimated at $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I can see that being the case.
I can only, like, Star Wars is the only movie where it's like, yeah, it's going to open at $200 million, and you're like, that's it?
Right.
Where that's acceptable.
Right. Well, or just, you know, Avengers or something like that, too. Mm. Disney properties.
Oh! Speaking of which, that's the news I was going to add in, but I couldn't think of it. I was like, I was going to add some news in when I was at work, but I couldn't think of what it was. Speaking of Marvel,
mm-hmm.
apparently the villain of Black Panther 2, this isn't confirmed, but it's heavily like...
implied?
Yes. Victor Von Doom.
Really?
Ooh. Yep. Dr. Doom.
Trying to get the Fantastic Four into the Marvel Universe here now?
That would... Like I said, I mean, I didn't think the first Black Panther was bad, but I didn't think it was the greatest movie ever. It was very mediocre, but I mean, Dr. Doom in Black Panther 2, that's one way to make me a fan of the Black Panther movie.
Okay.
Like, that would be epic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I really do hope that the Fantastic Four actually get a decent movie at some point in time here.
I hope so, yeah.
Fingers crossed. Or do you think they're going to treat them like they do the Incredible Hulk?
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
Not my theory. Here's my take. The fact that we got a better Power Rangers movie before we did a Fantastic Four movie, that speaks volumes.
Well, I mean, we did have some pretty good Fantastic Four movies. I mean, they were called The Incredibles, but...
basically.
Right?
I mean, I didn't hate the ones with Chris Evans and Jessica Alba. I didn't like number two. Number one was okay.
I didn't see... Well, I saw the first one, like, you know, home movie or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the second one in theaters, and even then I was just kind of like,
Yeah. I still thought number one was at least watchable for some comedy, and, mm-hmm. you know, some of the action was okay, and I loved the guy who played Victor Von Doom.
Who was that in the first one?
He was on that show Nip Tuck. I know that.
Oh yeah, I don't know his name. I can see his face though.
Mm-hmm.
Julian McMahon.
Okay.
That's his name. Yep. Yep.
And then there was, you know, Fanforstick.
Right.
It's John's favorite movie.
So quite literally, I feel like that movie is still having an effect on me. Where, oh, if I go see a movie and it's a bad movie, mm-hmm. I'll sit there and be like, well, it's not Fanforstick.
I'm trying to think of what the worst movie I've seen in the last like little stretch of time has been. I'm trying to think. There was something I saw recently that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, what was it? I gave it like a, oh my gosh, what did I see? I didn't like it though.
I have no idea.
Oh, gosh, it's going to bug me. I didn't like the new Aladdin,
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't what I was thinking of. Wasn't a fan of the new Lion King, but that's not what I'm thinking of. It was a movie that I was just like, it sucked. Which one was it? I'm trying to remember. It's like kind of, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Was it Captain America, The First Avenger?
No, because that movie's great.
I had to try. JT, you were giving me, sorry, I don't speak sign language. What was that?
Please that say was it you aloud. Are a jerk. Well, if you think of it,
yeah, it'll come to me. I won't hold us up.
Okay, because I think we should probably go ahead and start up on some of our movies that we got going on here for this week.
Yeah,
fantastic. Alrighty, the first one that we have is Star Trek. Oh no, wait, no, sorry, that's not Star Trek. Never Surrender, a Galaxy Quest documentary. This one is not rated. Filmmakers and stars discuss the filming and social effects of Galaxy Quest, a comedic takeoff of Star Trek, with brilliant commentary not only on the Star Trek series, but on the real-life actors themselves. IMDb has this one at an 8.8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic both did not have a score for this one.
I'm so excited.
I really want to see this one.
Ugh, I have such fond memories of watching Galaxy Quest.
All right, grab a Thor's hammer.
Yep.
What a savings.
Yes.
That very, very poor Alan Rickman impersonation was uncalled for. But yeah.
Rip.
Right.
Alan Rickman. Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, Rainn Wilson was in it. Yeah.
There was another actor in there who we actually talked about within the last like 2 weeks here. And I can never say his name. One second. I'll grab it here in just a second.
Oh, you grab it.
Enrico Colantoni.
Oh, okay.
He played the main alien dude.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And then I know they had, for the Never Surrender, they also had Data. Did they have? No, they didn't. But they brought in Will Wheaton as well.
What's that about Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton? Brent Spiner, that's his name.
Okay.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, the movie itself, Galaxy Quest, did they get Justin Long to come in?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was in it too.
He was. And I think it was Galaxy Quest that kind of propelled him up into being the Mac guy.
Okay.
Like that was one of the first things that kind of brought him up there. And then his life was ruined forever because he was a Mac. But no, like his life was actually like got terrible because everybody would always come up to him and start just quoting that at him and like expect him to like know all this stuff about Macs or something. I don't know, but basically those commercials ended up being a very big detriment to him.
Oh.
Which is sad because I really like him as an actor.
I do too. He's got some underrated movies.
Sam, I haven't seen Galaxy Quest in goodness. Years. Decades.
Well, apparently it was supposed to be a lot darker of a movie. Like, really? A lot, you know, more not a kid's movie. But they ended up, you know, cutting and splicing and doing all of that stuff, and they made it into what it was. But, and that was at the direction of the studio coming in.
Okay.
Terminator Dark Fate, that's what I was thinking of.
Gotcha.
I was going through my archive, because on my Instagram, I always post on my stories my score out of 10 for a movie. And I was like, wait a minute, it archives all your stories. So I went back, and I was like, all right. I was like, what movie did I give a low score? I was like, oh, Terminator, that's what it was. I was like, that's the one I didn't like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Galaxy Quest, haven't seen it in a hot minute.
I have to rewatch it. I really do. But yeah, kind of going back to that, I know I think we've actually discussed it on the podcast here before, but I'm going to say it again because I think it's really funny that during one part of the movie where Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver are trying to go through some part of the ship and there's people kind of trying to guide them. And they're like, okay, well, you have to know the pattern and everything like that. And it's just a bunch of these like pillars like crushing together, you know, going vertical and horizontal. Sigourney Weaver, you hear her say, "Well, screw that," but you see her mouth, "Well, f that."
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Like it's just blatantly obvious right there. It's just a clean shot of Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver just standing there. And you see her, you hear her say, "Well, screw that," but you see her say, "Well, F that."
Well, forget that.
Close, but not quite.
I know. Yeah, I know. Fire truck.
I know. But apparently there is a lot of drama.
On the set?
On the set of Galaxy Quest between like the studio heads and the people that were making the movie and everything like that. One thing that I found interesting about this documentary, though, is that it was made by Screen Junkies. So, okay. Like, the people that do, like, Honest Trailers and everything like that. They're some of the main people that made this documentary, along with another group of people. I don't know exactly who it was. I forget who they said it was.
You know, I think I've seen them advertise that on, like, Honest Trailers before.
Yeah. And that's honestly the reason that I found out about it, is I was watching an Honest Trailer that they did, and at the end of it, it's like, "Hey, did you know we made a documentary? Click here to find out." And it's like, "Oh, cool." And then it was Galaxy Quest. And I was like, "Oh, snap. I want to see that." But
yeah, Galaxy Quest is a very underrated movie.
It really is. It didn't do as well. Sam Rockwell's in it too. Yes, he is. It didn't do as well as it should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a few people in the cast and everything like that are basically saying like it would have if there wasn't as much studio interference. That's at least what I'm getting from the trailer of this documentary.
Okay.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Definitely. I mean, it's worth the watch. Definitely.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah. I'll watch it after I rewatch Galaxy Quest.
And I know that actor, too. What show was he on? David Spade. Oh, Just Shoot Me. That was another
good one. The Enrico Colantoni? Or...
No, I think that might be his name.
Well, I've got his IMDb here. Let's see.
Unless I'm thinking of another guy.
When was Just Shoot Me? Actually, you know, let's just do this. Yes, he was. Elliot DeMauro.
Okay.
That was his character's name on Just Shoot Me.
Mm-hmm.
In 149 episodes. So he was on a few.
Cool. Okay. Good. I know what I'm talking about for once.
And then he was also the dad in Veronica Mars.
I never watched that show. I've heard good things.
I never watched Veronica Mars. Not for any reason specifically. I just never watched it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It never piqued your interest.
Correct.
Okay.
Are you saying it's not... not your cup of tea?
It's not my cup of tea. I haven't said that in a while.
You haven't? But yeah, so I mean, we've got the Galaxy Quest documentary that he's in. Veronica Mars just came out with a movie not too long ago that he was in. He was in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which is when we were last talking about him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's in a few things, absolutely. But other than that, I got nothing else about Never Surrender, a Galaxy Quest documentary, other than this is one of the two that I want to see this week.
Definitely check it out. Please don't attack my feet again. I would appreciate it.
You guys ready to move on to the next movie?
No.
Okay, cool. Next movie that we have is... Next movie that we have is Queen and Slim. This one is rated R. While on a forgettable first date in Ohio, a black man and a black woman are pulled over for a minor traffic infraction. The situation escalates with sudden and tragic results when the man kills the police officer in self-defense. Terrified and in fear for their lives, the man, a retail employee, and the woman, a criminal defense lawyer, are forced to go on the run. But the incident is captured on video and goes viral, and the couple unwittingly become a symbol of trauma, terror, grief, and pain for people across the country. IMDb has this one at a 5.3 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at an 88%, and Metacritic is sitting at a 74. Mm. I mean, it's got Daniel, I can never pronounce his last name, who was in Get Out and also Black Panther.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Avengers.
No, he wasn't in Avengers.
Are you sure?
He
was in...
he was in Black Panther, but he wasn't in Avengers.
He was in Endgame.
He wasn't.
I believe so. I thought he was.
Because he was, remember in Black Panther, he's the one that, like, turns against him? He's a dickhead in Black Panther.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what movies he has listed here. I could have swore that I saw him in there.
He wasn't he wasn't in Infinity War or Endgame, because remember he was like a traitor, pretty much, because he sided with Killmonger.
Okay. I was wrong.
He said that earlier about his computer, too.
What?
You know, Max.
No.
PC.
No.
But no, yeah, he was a real jerk in Black Panther, so he didn't... He wasn't really on good terms with Wakanda, so I don't think he was helping him fight.
Well, I mean, it was more the world rather than just Wakanda, though.
True.
But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Personally, I don't think I'm going to go watch this one.
No, I'm not either.
When I saw the trailers, I wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's Oscar bait, though. Like, they want it to be nominated, and I feel like it's going to. It might actually win.
You think so?
I don't know. I just got that feeling.
For which
I don't categories? Know.
I'm thinking, like, Best Picture.
No, no way. No way.
I don't know. I just got that feeling.
No.
I'm probably wrong, but...
Dude, with stuff like Lighthouse and Joker and another movie we're talking about today, I don't see that being a possibility at all.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, if you catch it, you gotta let us know how it is, man.
I will, sure. Definitely.
Alrighty, moving on to our next movie here. We have Almost Home. This one is not rated. A teenage girl flees abuse at home to join a strong but troubled young woman that's been living on the streets. She joins a de facto family of other homeless youth struggling to survive on the streets of Los Angeles. IMDb has this one at a 4.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic both did not have a score for this one.
Okay, so we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is an independent film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it definitely has that feel about it. You know, not even like an independent film that has the backing of a studio, but just straight up independent film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It almost felt a little cliche story, I guess, from the trailer at least.
Yeah. Like, oh, I've seen one of these. I've seen all of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was, you know, girl runs away, or somebody runs away, kid runs away, meets up with this more street smart person, mm-hmm. Who end up stabbing them back. They have to learn the lesson of their wrongdoing. You know, they can always go home, whatever.
Right, yeah.
Whatever the message of the movie is. Mm-hmm. But it just feels kind of formulaic? Formulaic. There we go. No. Maybe. Something like that.
Formulaic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. But,
yeah, I don't think formulaic is a word.
Formulaic?
Whatever you said. Formulaic is right, though. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Formulon.
F-150.
Yeah.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
No.
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 Fantastic. We're all in agreement.
What about you, Diggs? Nope. It's like, nah.
Nah, I'm good. Alrighty. The next one that we have is actually the last movie for this week.
Very short week.
Very short list this week.
But it's the holidays.
It is a holiday. Mm-hmm. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you're here in America, if you're in Canada, sorry you missed it. But
you know, I had to tell someone why Thanksgiving wasn't celebrated in Canada. I was like, well, here's a book.
Alrighty. Well, the last movie that we have this week is Knives Out. This one is rated PG-13. Knives Out pays tribute to mystery mastermind Agatha Christie with a fun modern-day murder mystery where everyone is a suspect. When renowned crime novelist Harlan Trumbly is found dead at his estate just after his 85th birthday, the inquisitive and debonair detective Benoit Blanc is mysteriously enlisted to investigate. From Harlan's dysfunctional family to his devoted staff, Blanc shifts through a web of red herrings and self-serving lies to uncover the truth behind Harlan's untimely death. IMDb has this one at a 7.8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 96% certified fresh, and Metacritic is sitting at an 82. How about that Daniel Craig accent, though?
Right. I've heard some people who are not thrilled with it.
Really?
But I don't know. This is the movie I'm talking about.
Yeah, it looks good.
That I'm seeing. We're seeing it Saturday night. And this is the one I was talking about where if you think the Queen and Slim and Queen or whatever mm-hmm. is going to be Oscar worthy. I'm like, you got this. You got the Lighthouse. You've got freaking. There's so much stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've heard nothing but good things about this movie. And I just love the trailer with Chris Evans.
Right?
Up your
right.
ass. Sorry.
I think my favorite line of the trailer, though, is, what are you, CSI KFC?
But then there's, I didn't realize that Catherine Langford was in this. I don't remember seeing her in the trailer.
Catherine Langford.
She's from 13 Reasons Why.
She's from 13 Reasons Why and played adult Morgan Stark, which was cut from Endgame.
Okay.
And then also I found out, who I also didn't see in the trailers, Jaden Martell, who was young Billy in It, the remake. Oh,
okay.
It would be nice seeing Toni Collette in kind of a more fun role.
Right?
Because the last thing I saw her in was
Hereditary.
Hereditary.
Yeah.
And at the time, I didn't even realize it was Toni Collette, like, right. You know, the mom from The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, so we got Toni Collette, Michael Shannon's in there, Jamie Lee Curtis is in there. We were talking about Chris Evans and Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Catherine Langford, like you were saying, I think she plays like his granddaughter or something. And by his granddaughter, I mean, well, Christopher Plummer's granddaughter.
All of their character names are like their family members. Yeah, yeah. They're all part of the family.
Yeah. Which is why it kind of leads me to believe that she plays like his granddaughter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Oz is apparently in here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just a ton of...
Ryan Johnson went all out.
Sure did.
See, I was gonna say, I'm kind of surprised, you know, with how critical you were of his last movie that you're so excited to see this one.
I mean, directors have good and bad movies. I like Looper.
Yeah, Looper's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think Last Jedi was meh.
Okay. Oh, and wait, no, that's Brothers. Okay, sorry. I saw Brothers Bloom, and I thought. Logan Lucky.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, he directed Daniel Craig before already, but no, it's a different movie.
Logan, I like that movie.
Another one where Daniel Craig got to show off his southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this is definitely a movie that I would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be nice for Chris Evans to just kind of, you know, start his...
Let loose a little bit.
Moving away from Captain America for now.
Apparently he's got a lot of colorful language in it, so...
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's nice to see him change it up.
Well, I mean, he kind of did already. He started up... I wouldn't say started off, but not another teen movie.
True.
And then he was also in Scott Pilgrim as one of the exes.
That's right. Yes, he was.
He was ex number 2 or 3.
He was...
I think he was 2.
Number 2 because he was the skateboarding one.
Yeah.
Who was also the movie actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had like the 2 X's on his neck or whatever.
Yep.
Which, if you haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Fantastic
movie. It's pretty awesome.
Not my favorite.
Yeah.
But that was something I saw like years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know if I rewatched it. Maybe I'd.
Well, like if you do watch it, just kind of try to pay attention to a lot of the different details. Because, I mean, it's an Edgar Wright movie. There's going to be a lot of details in there.
I mean, I really liked Ready Player One, so I feel like I could appreciate Scott Pilgrim versus the World now better, but I don't know. I'm pretty excited for Knives Out, just because I've heard not only good things from the critics, but it's got good user reviews, and I know a couple people who have seen it who really liked it.
It's got a stellar cast. And it's got everything right going for it.
It's got a 7 out of 10 director. It's pretty good. It's all on the right track.
It is over 2 hours long.
It's like, that's, I feel okay. Like that's standard nowadays, though. Like a 2
it, hour it really movie. Is. It really is. I mean, if you're like kids' movies and stuff, you usually want shorter, but like, I guess, quote unquote, normal movies, I can see 2 hours being more of the norm now.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of kids' movies, I know we should have brought this up earlier, but did anyone see Frozen 2?
Nope.
No. Been too busy for it.
I don't know. I just, maybe it's because it's past my time, but I saw the first Frozen. And I was like, yeah, whenever I was like, okay, cute little fun movie. I don't know. It just didn't pique my interest. I'm like, I don't really care to see Frozen 2.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you.
But who knows? Just gotta get used to it down the road. You have kids and stuff. It's like, oh, you gotta start going to those movies again.
See, I will gladly go to like Disney and Pixar and DreamWorks and all that kind of stuff movies. I just never got into Frozen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like Toy Story and all that stuff. It's like, all right, let's go. But well, I mean, Frozen, like, I was kind of like,
yeah. I mean, like, you know, and going to like any Pixar movie, it's like, yeah, let's do this. Like Inside Out, Coco, Toy Story, like you were saying, just any of that kind of stuff. I was like, okay, I'm in. Let's do this. DreamWorks, you know, How to Train Your Dragon being the big one there. Even, I guess, Abominable looked pretty good when that was coming out. And then, I can't even think of the name anymore, but the one that had the Yeti and they were trying to bring it back to...
Snow... Big... Something Foot. Smallfoot.
Smallfoot, okay.
Yep. I know it was Something Foot.
Littlefoot?
No, that's Land Before Time.
Yeah, Tree I know. Star?
What? But Yeah, no, it like any of that kind of stuff, I'm usually all for. Mm-hmm. You know, go and escape for a little bit. Cool. And it's just, I don't know. Never got into Frozen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There are many, like, 7, 8, 8-year-old girls who are really mad at you right now that you don't like Frozen.
I don't know if there's anyone of that age demographic that listens to our podcast.
Probably not.
Unless there's someone of our age who has a child in the car as they are listening to this right now, talking to you. You hear me? We don't care for Frozen. Sorry.
Kids gotta grow up someday.
Wow. Harsh.
I didn't say anything bad about the movie. I just said it's not our cup of tea.
Hey. Very nice. Alrighty. Well, I mean, that's all that I had for the movies. Did you guys have anything else that you wanted to add in here that we were talking about?
Nah.
Hot take. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, hot take. Turkey is possibly the worst part about Thanksgiving, food-wise.
Food-wise?
Not the best. Okay, I was excluding cranberries, but I'm talking like...
How can you exclude cranberries from that if you're talking about Thanksgiving
food? It's not the best. Everyone's always like, yeah, turkey on Thanksgiving. I'm like, that's like my least favorite part. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, biscuits. That's what I'm all about. Pie.
See, my tops are, ooh. Okay, my family does this fruit salad that's, you know, like a bunch of fruit, but then it's like Cool Whip.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what was that?
Cool Whip.
What was that?
Cool Whip.
Why are you saying it like that?
Like what?
You're eating hair.
But yeah, it's just a lot of, you know, like the diced up fruit and cherries and stuff, and throw in a bunch of Cool Whip, and then it's so good. And then cheese potatoes.
Okay.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
God, I would have to say that my worst part is that green bean casserole. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this.
That's your favorite?
No, it's my least favorite. Never liked it. I don't know why. I like them all. I like it all separate, but together, I don't know. I just don't like it.
Okay.
And there's people out there that find that to be like the most religious thing about Thanksgiving. It's like, it needs to have it with my turkey and my stuffing, my mashed potatoes and gravy.
For me, the second worst, well, I'd probably eat cranberries before I eat this, but, and it's not really even like a dish that you eat with Thanksgiving. It's just kind of there. Olives.
Olives are gross, yeah.
I hate olives so much. Olives are disgusting. If you want to dispute that fact with me, go ahead and follow us on Twitter. We are at @MoviesAreAThing or Instagram @MoviesAreAThing and also Facebook, facebook.com/MoviesAreAThing.
Speaking of olives, I hate pickles. Pickles are disgusting.
Okay, you can just leave right now.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I got nothing else for any of the movies. You guys got anything else kind of going on here?
Nah.
Negative.
Okay, well, I hope I can get this up for Thanksgiving. If I can't, I hope your Thanksgiving was very good. Hopefully you had some good food or anything like
that's what you thought it was.
Yeah.
And other than that, I don't got anything else. Have a good rest of you guys' week, and
happy Thanksgiving.
And other than that, follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook @MoviesAreAThing.
Don't die Black Friday shopping either.
Yes, don't be kind to people, please. Be kind to the people that are working. Be kind to other people. Just be kind. Okay.
And rewind.
Cue the outro.
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
I mean, we need like NPR style microphone.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, that's better.
Oh, that's good. Oh, except for it's swinging.
Just oh, no.
Oh, 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 I'm Gangnam style.
You gotta be quicker than that.
Whoa.
Is Diggs attacking your feet?
Yeah. Buddy, come on.
Here you go, bud. Here, take this.
There you go.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay, we're recording again. Totally forgot where we were. And I lost all of them, or I have to reopen up all of my tabs because Windows decided to make me restart this stupid thing.
We had technical difficulty.
Seriously, when you're in the middle of recording something, Windows shouldn't even try to do updates. Like, at all.
Macs are better.
Macs suck.
My Mac has never randomly updated on its own.
That you know of. It does update. It's just all in the background.
Yeah, but it doesn't ruin anything.
Oh, it ruins plenty of stuff.
Let's do a fan vote. Mac or PC? Hi, I'm a Mac. And I'm a PC. Mother of God.
Well, that's been a while since you did that.
What the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that this actually somewhat saved stuff.
Panned out.
Microsoft for the win.
No, Audacity.
Audacity for the win. The Winmeister. The Winnerino.
Saving copies. my microphone fell. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mock.
Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wee. Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, 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 yep. Nope, 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 nope. Yep.